BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Friday. Liam Payne randomly calls the show. Also, it seems we've been getting people in some quite awkward situations, which we'll explain on this podcast. Alice Levine is on Real or No Real, and I think I finally know what I'm getting Chris this Christmas. This is Scott Mills here. Hope you're right today. Oh, it's Black Friday. Oh, over it.
It's just panic everywhere, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
Why are you doing this?
It winds me up a little bit.
Same. I'd also like to direct everyone, if you've not seen it yet, to Charlie Sloth's Instagram today. Have you seen it?
I have, yeah.
He's put, people fighting in supermarkets over TVs when they could have stayed in bed and went online. And it's a picture of Charlie Sloth in bed there.
I know, I couldn't believe it. I mean, just the text alone would have done.
Yeah, but as you can see from his bed, there's like a white duvet, some faux leather headboard thing going on. And Charlie there with nothing but a chain on, sipping what I imagine is Patron from a mug.
I'll be coffee Patron, though,
yeah,
won't it?
That's right.
Morning coffee.
Uh-huh. Just something to look at. If you don't follow Charlie Sloth on Instagram, you really are missing a treat.
Something to look at. Really?
Something to look at.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, one of my friends has just gone to Black Friday sales.
No.
I know. I've just warned them against it.
I don't understand.
You don't need a 52-inch TV made by someone you've never heard of before.
But I'm getting hassled by my girlfriend as well, who's sending me links to things saying,
no, don't
it's
do
Black
it.
Friday, you need to buy it today. And I'm currently engaged in an email conversation which is saying, do we really need to do this today?
Yeah. Like, do what you always do, and me and you will have a couple of drinks, and then we'll go out on Christmas Eve and get it all done.
And I like that. I don't understand why people would want to change me on that front.
I mean, I am more organised than you, but I enjoy doing your Christmas shopping with you because I like the added pressure of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But likewise, you're a strange one because you're a celebrity that enjoys shopping for themselves. You know, you don't just get one of your people to do it.
No, I don't. I don't have people. I'd like to do it myself. But anyway, shout out to my mate, John, who is probably buying a 52-inch sashimi TV right now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, it's Friday lunchtime with Scott Mills. Lucy in Preston is indoors doing uni work today and has just seen the videos just come up on her Facebook of people grappling for TVs in stores across the land and kind of glad that she's not at the shops today. What's going on?
It's mad. Like, when did it actually start becoming a thing?
Wasn't it last year one of the shops introduced it? Black Friday, I'm talking about. But I don't. In America, it's been a thing for ages, but not here. But now everyone's getting well into it.
I saw an advert for it yesterday, and it was really tense. And I just thought, I'm sure this is... It has to be a new thing this year.
Yeah.
Like, I get it's big in America, but it feels like it's been around for years and years and years.
Chris's girlfriend has just sent him loads of links to things that are discounted because of Black Friday and stressing him out a little bit and advising him to buy Christmas presents now with loads of exclamation marks.
It's like it has to happen today.
Yeah. I'm trying to get him into the mindset of doing it on Christmas Eve like he normally does. Why change, like, 26 years... habit, you know what I mean?
Do you feel she's trying to change me?
A little bit, just like, pipe down, love, he'll get him on Christmas Eve like he always does.
That's not going to help me.
Joking. Seriously, like, that kind of thing is not for you.
No, it's not me.
Mind you, I'd rather be with you and just doing it online rather than you in an actual shop today, imagine it.
Oh, my word.
You'd be
so
stressed.
I really struggle at the best of times. You know when we normally do it, Christmas Eve, it's a really nice thing, it's sort of bonding time with me and you.
Yeah.
We plan the route the most efficient way round that we can.
Mm-hmm. In, out, pub.
Yeah.
I'm actually struggling with something quite inappropriate to get you this year, because we've known each other a few years now.
We've got some cracking presents for each other in previous years, haven't we? There was that time I got you those nudie plates.
Nudie plates, yeah. Which you presented to me in an Indian restaurant, didn't you?
Yes,
remember?
I did.
He's like, yeah, you can use these at home. Like, yeah, I've got a plate now, I'm having my food.
I got you, one year I got you a puzzle with a picture on that was quite...
outside a late night fast food place.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite pictures of you ever.
Yeah.
I got it turned into a puzzle.
I was a bit tired. that was a good year. What did you buy my mum last year?
I got your mum... That's my new favourite thing, working out what to buy your mum. I got her a Miley Cyrus twerking outfit.
We need to do that again. That was Christmas Day last year, where we just rang each other's mums and bought them something really inappropriate.
Well, we got the presents. We got them all wrapped. And then they opened them live on air. Now, I didn't know what you'd got my mum. And your mum obviously didn't know...
what it is.
Yeah, your mum didn't know what it is.
So we made our mums open them live on air, but neither of us knew what we'd got each other's mums. So yeah, that was awkward. We should do that again.
You got my mum a mat, and that was one of the most horrible things, hearing her open that present and go, "Oh, look, it's a mat." And I was like, "Oh, that seems all right." And what's written on the mat, mum? And then I had to hear my mum say, "I like it dirty."
So good. We're doing that again on Christmas. However, I have found something that I want to get you, because you love food, right? It's not an inappropriate present like it is most years, but I actually wrote it in my phone last night because I saw it advertised before I'm a Celebrity a couple of nights ago, and I wrote it down in my phone.
Oh, that's really nice.
Do you know what I want to get you?
What?
A 5-bird roast.
Oh, yes.
What now, are they, please?
It's fascinated me, this. This is a bird and a bird and a bird and a bird.
Yeah,
right?
But what, like, what is it?
Well, I think it's just that. I don't know how logistically it happens.
And also, what birds, please? What are the five birds?
I've heard of this before, and I think I've seen it on a Heston Blumenthal show.
No, this one isn't Heston. This is Peter Andre.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Those adverts are an interesting one, just in their own right, aren't they?
Yeah. But if anyone knows what the birds are in that five birder...
Mystery birds.
Then let me know. Five in one... I mean, it's quite incredible. You'd like it, though, wouldn't you?
I'd love that. The Scott
Mills Daily. We should do Christmas lists, really, shouldn't we, for each other? But this one is on my one that I've written you.
Go on, then.
The five-bird roast.
Yeah, well, is it not a bit weird buying a five-bird roast for someone for Christmas? And also, a month before Christmas, that doesn't seem right.
Someone says it's dodo, grouse, hoisin crispy owl, and blue tit. And seagull. It's not. That's not what the five birds are. Hang on. Someone's just been on the website for the bird and a 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 bird. It's not chaffinch. Don't be ridiculous.
Chaffinch? There's all sorts of combinations going on.
Chaffinch!
why is that?
I don't know. You wouldn't even think of chaffinch as being in there. Hang on. On the website, Nikki's been on. It's basted skin-on chicken breast with added water. With turkey breast with added water. Duck, goose and guinea fowl. Layered with a pork, sage and onion stuffing, topped with streaky bacon, and then you've got a cranberry and pork glaze sachet.
I'm bang on.
That's
a bird and
you.
A bird and a bird.
That's
and
what
a bird.
I'm getting. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, can everyone just stop making up what the bird five-bird roast is now? Because I know what it is. Adam in Manchester, it clearly doesn't contain bald eagle.
I'm so keen on it, though.
Or kestrel.
I'm so keen on it.
Just looked on the website, I know exactly what's in it. Five birds is a lot, though, isn't it?
You can get bigger than five. You can get more. You can get. I've seen one here, 10-bird roast.
We need some more birds in here. We need some more birds in here.
Ten?
Ridiculous. Hello, anyone? Who's this?
Scott, it's Liam.
Liam...
Look for One Direction, Liam.
Whoa, actual Liam. Lol.
Why is he calling us?
How can we actually prove it's you?
My dad trained you on your dance programme.
Yeah, I'm not on that anymore, so thanks, Jeff. It is him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's him.
Okay.
I recognise his voice. We're just talking about what's on people's Christmas lists.
Ooh.
What do you actually get the person that has everything and all the monies, like yourself?
All the monies.
All the monies. What do you actually want?
God, I don't really know, actually.
See, it's hard, isn't it?
Because I don't like to ask for things for Christmas. I just like to test people and see what they get me. But we are actually, this year, my family doing like a secret Santa thing, and you only had to spend £20. There's all thought processes, and my girlfriend said that I'm not allowed to get my PA to get it. That's one of the rules for me, which is... that makes life more difficult for me, because I'm not the most imaginative creature, so, I mean, I've got to get on with it.
So normally you would ask your PA just to get the presents, wouldn't you?
Well, no, I'll usually give her an idea and say, look, I'm thinking this kind of vibe, you know, she likes this, whatever else. And then the person I got in my secret Santa with, which I can't reveal, was the most complicated person to buy for. So now I'm just going to have to go on one of those websites that I'm not on, the highstreet.com or something, and just Google one of them paintings that you do with all the different, you can get all your Twitter words or something on.
Or one of those...
I'll think of something.
One of those gadgets that you'd never need...
Yes.
Get one of those.
Those back scratchers or all those sort of things.
Or those head massager things.
Yeah, mate, they feel weird.
Yeah, they do. But I would not know what to get you for Christmas. I've not no idea.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is a tough question.
It's a hard one, isn't it?
There's something out there. I usually like say to people, get me stuff that I'll need throughout the year. Like, do you know what I mean?
You're in the biggest band in the world. Like, someone just can't buy you pants. I mean, it's a bit disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
No, my family are actually quite good, though, at getting... They do get me some decent gear, to be fair. They are pretty good.
All right, cool. All right, well, we're none the wiser, really, about your Christmas list, but thanks anyway, Liam.
I'm sorry for
good
being
absolutely useless. No, it's all good. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, so he's telling me that you just get him things that he needs.
Yeah.
That's what my mum says. Well, I'll just get you things you need. Well, I'm sorry, but that's socks and pants are not going to cut it at that stage in his life.
I don't believe him as well. I'm sure he's trying to be normal. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, mum got me a Ferrari, actually. It's quite nice.
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Someone says that sounded like the first time Liam has ever had to confirm who he actually is. Liam don't need no surname. I remember when they first started out, he actually did ring the show like he just did then, and I was like, Liam Hurd. Not that he just wanted to get in on the act, though. That was good, wasn't it?
Mm.
Jamie T and Zombie on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. See, people are trying to move on from the five bird roast conversation, but they're struggling. Ben in Daventry says, is puffin in this bird roast at all?
Puffin? Surely not, oh. Surely not. There's birds being banded around right now that I've never heard of.
Like? A robin?
Well, no, everyone's going mad for the woodcock. I wasn't aware that this was a...
Well, that's been on in the bingo.
Yeah.
But it is also still a bird. Just saying. Do you remember last Christmas? And don't get any ideas about doing this again. Do you remember how excited I was because I decided to party like a celebrity one night and have a beef garland?
Yes.
And then you decided to go onto that website and write a review, but in my name.
I did loads of them. They'll be out there somewhere. There's reviews of beef garlands and things like the frozen.
What did
ones.
It say? Have you got it? Look it up.
Give me a sec.
I can't quite remember what it said.
Okay, so I gave it 5 stars. So what I would do is I'd go on and review it, pretending to be you, and basically put your name to all these things.
Wasn't I the only review?
Yeah. So this is a beef garland with horseradish sauce, the frozen one. And you put... Well, you did. I ate a whole beef garland solo a few nights before Christmas. I cannot wait to bosh another. Submitted by Radio 1 Scott Mills.
Some people are texting in and remembering old innuendo bingo clips and wondering if... if any of these are in the five bird roast, which we're going to stop talking about after two, by the way.
No, can we continue?
No, we can't continue because we're on a national radio station.
Oh, yeah.
The script's coming up as well, and also Beyonce and Jay-Z. But for people asking...
Winter flocks of long-tailed tits.
Definitely not in it. I've just checked. Springwatch fans as well, so you're just asking.
Of course.
And... Country File fans, this is definitely not in the five bird roast.
Bearded tit, what an absolutely stunning creature that is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yesterday was a good innuendo bingo.
Oh, it was. It felt chaotic.
Overexcitable, only the young. But they were brilliant, they were really nice.
I saw some comments on the YouTube video underneath it, some people saying that I looked quite annoyed. I wasn't annoyed, I just felt out of control with it.
Hmm.
Because people did start to shout a lot and water was going... At one point, it turned into a water fight.
It did.
And I did get a tiny bit angry at that point.
Yeah, you did look like their angry manager at one point.
Yeah.
Come on, lads, keep it together, girls. So that's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. And we'll also be part of, in case you missed it, on BBC iPlayer, on the Radio 1 channel. We've got our own channel now on iPlayer. It's well good. So only the young... And also a visit from Shouty Man, who shouted their name every week in the audience at X Factor. He was a surprise guest. Listen after the clip to him bursting into the studio with a paper bag on his head and shouting only the young. Absolute chaos. Now we're going over to ITV's This Morning. Oh, yes. And here is an expert on Christmas lights telling us all about a great new product. Apparently, Holly Willoughby might be buying one of these for the ITV Christmas party.
And we've got this one here, which is almost a waterfall. Up. 30 quid from John Lewis, and it really brightens up your Christmas bush.
Now listen for the man. I've never seen Chris get this much in the face.
Oh, my Lord, that scared me so...
What was that?
Shouty Man, what are you doing?
Shouty Man just barged in.
Why did he have a bag on his head?
Just to protect his identity.
I mean, it was the real one. It was great that he was there, but...
Can't believe there another X Factor barge in halfway through something. Like Calvin Harris with Jedward. That happened. Or Lee Nelson. With Stereo Kicks recently, of course. The video's on the Radio 1 YouTube now, if you'd like only the young.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Guess what I saw today during the adverts on Jeremy Kyle? Applications to be on Judge Rinder.
Yes, I heard about this. Someone tweeted me saying the same thing. So it was on.
It's on. The new series is happening, and our favourite TV judge is going to be back on.
Do you still watch Jeremy Kyle?
Very rarely, but... I mean, I know Charlie Slough is his favourite show, but I've lost interest a little bit, to be honest.
It's all about Judge Rinder now.
I think it's about Rinder. I'm sorry, Kyle. I mean, I dip in and out now and again, but it's like, he's been on so long now, I think every single subject has been covered.
Yes.
But if I am in, I still will wait for the DNAs.
But I do think...
I won't go out until then.
I think they should team up slightly more. It should be that you finish on the Jeremy Kyle show, then off to court, it's Judge Rinder time.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean? If something's settled, then let's take it to court.
Got that's
Judge
a brilliant
Rinder
idea.
Next door, you know?
Instead of the same on, send them on to Graham, send them on to Rinder, who is just next door in the court, ready to go. And let's sort it out, like, in a court of law. This is Scott Mills. Need to mention St. Helens Year 6 school trip happening right now. And the leader of that school trip is your mum.
It's shameless, this shout-out, really, isn't it? Having to do a shout-out for your mum.
Is she with the Year 6s right now?
I believe so, yeah.
What, are they on a bus, a coach, what?
Well, on a coach. I got a text from my mum saying, oh, look, any chance you can give us a shout-out? It's like, mum. One, I don't like my mum listening.
Why?
I always imagine that she isn't.
Yeah, my mum doesn't listen anymore. She lost interest.
Yeah, but
ago.
You know what? It annoys me. And then sometimes if I'm in the car with her, she'll turn the radio on and I see that the default one that it goes to is Radio 1.
Oh.
Like, you shouldn't be listening.
No, really shouldn't be listening. Like my mum, like, it's not for you, mum. I just don't like some of the subjects you talk about. And I don't like the music. You're not supposed to like the music. You're not supposed to. Yeah, I just want some of the things you talk about. I mean, really. Yeah, all right. That's not a great
impression of your mum as well, by the way.
My mum's at my house today, online shopping, Black Friday. She won't be listening.
Oh, she didn't fancy going to the shops herself then.
No. I just told her how to use my laptop. I was like, right, that one's to go up and down, and that one's to left click. That's how you buy things.
Because, I mean, you do remember when you locked her in your house that time.
Yeah, that was a mistake. And the police came around, didn't they?
Yeah.
Thinking that she was a burglar, and she had to say, I'm not a burglar, through the letterbox.
Didn't the alarms go off?
Yeah, they did. The alarms went off.
She had to sit in there, and you double locked it, so she couldn't get out.
Yeah, and she was double locked in, and actually had to get down on her knees and shout through the letterbox at the policeman, I'm not a burglar, I'm his mum. Forgot about that. Getting a lot of emails from you lot generally at the moment, asking for help on things. Obviously, a lot of innuendo bingo suggestions coming in. If you want to send us anything at all, anything, then scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email address. Some of the stuff that we get asked to find on innuendo bingo is quite hard sometimes. If it's on one of the like main channels, it's fine. But then every now and again, you'll get one like I just have. Someone saying, and I've never heard of this channel. Someone said something hilarious on Discovery Shed Network. What's that?
It's too niche for us, probably, isn't it? It's too difficult to find.
I don't think we're going to be able to find that, sadly, but thanks anyway for your email. Is there really a Discovery Shed Network?
I don't know.
But do you not go through the channel sometimes and go, I've never heard of that. What is that channel? Anyway, I'm going to call back somebody now who we had an email from, one of our listeners, and I think we've caused some trouble because of this show.
Hello?
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 Hello, is that Ad?
Yeah, this is Ad.
It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Actual Scott Mills?
Yes, how are you?
Oh my God. Fine, how are you?
I'm good. Right, okay, I think that we may have caused you some trouble, am I right?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Looking at your email. So, tell me where this meeting was that you had.
So, it was at the Vicar's house.
Oh, okay, right, why were you at the Vicar's house?
Right, so I'm part of a group which is looking at raising money to rebuild the village scout hut, which is kind of all fallen down.
Okay. Who else is in the meeting?
Okay, so we've got local scout leaders, the parish councillors, the vicar himself, the vicar's wife's making teas and so on in the background. It's all very nice and very civil.
The big dogs.
Yeah, all the big guns were out.
What was the average age of the attendees, would you say?
Oh, minimum 65.
Yeah.
So then the local Arcala, who, says that she
whoa,
would
whoa,
be...
Whoa, 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 don't just throw in a who like that.
Can't who Arcalas, they're still very much on.
Are they? Are
yes.
Ah, oh, okay.
Believe me, I've made this mistake before. I hooed Arcalas just the other month and it all went off. They're very vocal.
Okay. Well, Arcala suggested that we use the scouts for their legwork. And so she said, if we send the scouts out in two, some people will think it's like Bob a Job Week. And that was when I had the unfortunate incident.
Mm. So you, Ad, are at this meeting in the vicar's house.
Yep.
The vicar's wife is making some tea.
Yes.
The other attendees include representatives of the scouting community and the local parish council.
Yeah, local dignitaries.
Yes.
So imagine I'm Arcala, and maybe we could do something with the scouts on Bob a Job Week. And you go...
Good who.
So when you hooed, what happened then?
Well, they were just met by blank looks from around the table.
So you feel like it was a really inappropriate who?
It was very inappropriate, and I'm guessing that the sort of the average attendees probably weren't your target audience.
Yeah. Ad, are you on your own right now?
No, my boss is next to me.
Oh, nice.
Good.
Yeah, this is bad. It's fine.
See, it's happened again.
Yeah. This is more inappropriate hooing.
And once again, you're in an awkward situation. It's because of us. In the village hall, did anyone know what you were doing?
Well, there was a girl from the sixth form as a representative of the youth of the village, and she sort of smiled and looked a little bit embarrassed and awkward.
She knows.
She knows. And I think she probably spotted it was quite inappropriate.
But Arcala didn't have a clue what was going on.
Not a clue.
Or the other people, the vicar's wife, probably not at all.
Yeah.
However, I would like it if vicar's wives listened to this show.
Really? Why, where are you going with this?
I don't know. I just always think of the Vicar of Dibley.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Especially at this time of year.
Yeah.
It's always definitely. On Dave.
Yeah.
We don't get many reports of this, inappropriate who's. It's an interesting area to explore, because people must do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, you know, whenever someone sings Happy Birthday now, I will always say at the end of it, and many more, after we talked about it a couple of months ago.
That's what they do in America.
But people won't know what I'm doing, and it's always awkward.
I did this at a family thing recently. I was the only person going, and many more. What are you doing?
Yeah.
But sometimes you forget that not the whole world listens.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But there must be loads of these inappropriate who's about. It must happen all the time.
I'd like to hear some more. If maybe you've hooed something and it's been met with absolute stony silence, or any other bits of this show that have kind of leaked into everyday life and then it's gone really wrong, because I imagine it happens. Thanks very much, huh?
Take care, love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Just talking about when this radio show leaks into your everyday life. It's happened to quite a lot of people. Reese has been on. He says, your show leaks into everyday life for me all of the time. I was at a supermarket that rhymes with Fesco. Then later on, I left and called them up. They were on the phone to me, and at the end of the call, the person said, love you, bye, and I replied, awkward silence after. Well, then they started it, didn't they? The people at Fesco, not you.
The worst is when you know you shouldn't really do it, but you do. There's a group of lads here who were getting in trouble with their uni. I think they were being too noisy or something like that. And this member from the uni said they might have to get the dean involved. And apparently they're all being told off, but just one of them let out a
very guttural hurr, and then left. The dean, Craig and Clacton, hooed someone in his dream last night because they did a Frank Spencer impression. Dan in Loughborough recently hooed his doctor. Don't hoo when you're at the doctor's.
That's really bad.
The doctor said to him, you need to make sure you do more exercise and have your five a day, to which point he replied, oh. Now, this isn't good. Saul off of West London. I was on a business meeting, having never met these people before. I opened up with, nice to see you sober. But they did still give him the contract. That's from...
Hello, love. It's nice to see you sober.
Our favourite greeting. So they either showed seeping into his life there as well. Phone call with the boss calling in sick and ending the call with love you bye is not the one, says someone else. And Barry is a police officer in London, arrested a guy for burglary a few months back. When I arrested him, says Barry, the bloke says, well, I'm going to have to do some porridge for this. And Barry goes, porridge!
That's amazing.
You're a police officer, don't hoo people. Sam in Bristol was on a first date and poured out the girl's chair, being a gent, and she went,
harsh.
That's really harsh. It's a good icebreaker, though, isn't it? And it just shows that you both listen to the show. It's
yeah,
kind of like
but
that.
That's a lovely thing. But
see,
then
something to talk about.
Yeah, but then I suppose if you do who, and someone's like, what are you doing? You look a bit weird. And it's a hard one to explain.
Yeah, really is. Some people are like, I don't get the who thing. Basically, anything from the past or anything a bit retro, you just go, oh. Some people are really, I mean, we do it quite a lot on the show, but some people are still not quite getting it. I hope that's explained it for you.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, lovely. It's Alice Levine with Real or No Real today.
Oh, hi there, Christopher. Hi.
Hello.
Scott. Hi.
Oh, hi. Thanks for saying hi.
How are you?
Here she is. And it's time for a selection of facts. Four of them, in fact. You tell me whether real or not. It's simple.
When Lily Allen played a gig in Dubai recently, the local laws against swearing meant she changed the lyrics of one of her songs to "It's hard out here for a fish."
Sometimes you have to respect the local laws.
Always.
Actually, always respect the local laws.
Sometimes.
9 out of 10 times you have to respect the local laws.
That's the saying.
No, always respect the laws is my tip.
Sometimes.
So Lily Allen is on stage in Dubai and she can't say what she would normally say.
It's hard out here for a
fish.
I like it. I also think it's a version that should have been the original version.
I would have bought that version.
Mm. Is that what she changed it to, though, do you think?
I imagine that it could be used on an advert for, you know, like overfishing of cod or something. You know, when they like, when they say, like, eat sustainably. I can imagine it's got that version on it.
Yes, great shout. I'm going real on this one, Alice.
I'm going to say real.
I would quite like it as well. When they keep repeating that word a lot at the end, it goes, big fish, big fish, big fish, big fish. That would be a good ending.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one is real.
Yes, she
did.
Yes. What about this, though?
Justin Bieber and will.i.am used to live next door to each other.
But next door to each other in those kind of celebrity circles can still mean, you know,
miles apart.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Acreage between them.
Bare acreage.
Just lots of grounds. Because they have those big piles, don't they, where actually they have huge... Don't laugh and pile. That's what you call it, a country pile.
Do you?
What are you on about?
That's what you say.
No, you don't.
A pile.
A country pile.
Do you have a country pile?
Stop it.
No, I've got a country pile.
Your mum's got a country pile, but that's...
Don't be rude about his mum.
But that's what people say. Anyway, okay. They have the big mansions, don't they?
Yeah.
And actually, they all cluster together. All the celebs in, like, one street, that is a thing. Like, in Bel Air or whatever, or...
Yeah.
Like, you know...
Just one rich road.
Yes, exactly. That is a thing.
That's true. They all have committee meetings as well.
Do they? So will.i.am and Justin Bieber will...
Go to the neighbourhood
watch meetings.
No, often there'll be a meeting. I did speak to a famous about this once, and, for instance, let's say Paris Hilton lives in your road. She will come along to the meeting, and it'll be like, you know, what time they collect the bins, what time the dog walkers should come round for everybody.
Yes, you're right. And do you know what? I think it was when Mark Wahlberg was on the show, he was talking about this, that there's a neighbourhood watch there. Mm. Imagine Mark Wahlberg on your neighbourhood watch.
Yeah. It happens in LA a lot. So that you'll have, like, Snoop Dogg turn up to the meeting about your bins.
And be like, I really want recycling on a Thursday and I won't shift on that.
Yeah. That is what it's like, though.
Or what plants to grow on the road, that kind of thing.
It's like, yeah, and whose turn is it to pay for the upkeep of the hedges?
And like Courtney Cox up in arms about when the milk's delivered.
That is what happened.
Wow.
Real or no real then, Justin Bieber and will.i.am used to live next door to each other.
Well, it's conceivable then that they could be neighbours on a very rich road. I'm going real.
Yeah, I think they're on like Popstar Avenue. Real.
That one is real.
Yeah. I would always say next door. They probably never met, but they were, like, technically next door to each other, as we would say next door.
As you and I.
Yeah. And next.
Radio 1 presenter Dev used to go out with TV weather girl Laura Tobin.
Very interesting. Also, I love that it's, like, radio presenter Dev, like a Madonna, or now a Cheryl, just a one-name Dev.
Laura Tobin's played Innuendo Bingo before.
Yes, she has.
And it was a good one.
sure.
But it was around that time where we started getting weather presenters on. I don't really know why we were doing it. We had Thomas Schaffernacker.
Yeah.
Laura Tobin.
You got him because you like his name.
Just had a bit of a weather obsession for a while. Wanted them all on.
Yeah.
And Tobin was one of those.
And they were free.
Oh, yeah. I really like her, you know. Because she still goes out and has a good time. But she's up at 5 reading the weather's out. Doesn't look like she's been out at all.
Always gets it right. Never says it's going to be sunny when it's going to be rainy. Well, she does, but that's not her fault, is it?
I'd like to think I know Dev quite well now. But I didn't know this, if this is real. This is a new one.
Do you think Laura Tobin would be Dev's type?
It's a tricky one, that.
He's been a bit needy of late, hasn't he? With his, like, too many messages in one go.
Yeah, Scott, so when you were off, do you remember... In fact, we talked about this. So Dev sent 2 messages to a girl that he quite liked.
They liked.
Didn't get a reply, so I then wrote the 3rd message for him.
What a mistake.
I believe he didn't get a reply.
No. Well, when I came in, he'd sent the 2nd one, which was already a bit keen, wasn't it? And I'm Alice Lakeen, but seriously.
Yeah. Mm.
But Laura Tobin, amazing fact, this one, if real.
What are you saying, then?
But I think no real.
I think he wears his heart on his sleeve and also is quite, like, he always talks about his kind of love endeavours, so I think we would have heard about it. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Nope. Is she not married, Laura Tobin?
I think so, actually, yes. And do you know we've answered exactly the same way on this game throughout?
We've never done that before.
So next one we should probably mix it up a bit.
Okay, fine.
We've got one more, yes. Here we go.
George Ezra used to think he looked like Flick from the film A Bug's Life and used to have him as his MSN profile picture.
MSN profile picture. MSN Messenger!
Yes, Messenger.
Loved that.
I loved MSN Messenger, right? It was a powerful tool. Do you remember if you were talking to someone and they didn't reply quick enough, you could send a vibrate?
Yes.
and the screen would, like, go crazy for a second. It would make some pinging noise. But great to know that you were wanted.
Is it like a poke, almost?
It was like an extreme poke.
Yeah.
Because the screen shook, you know?
You're making it seem like the actual monitor shook.
It kind of did, I mean...
But did George Ezra think that he used to look like Flick from the film A Bug's Life and had him as his MSN Messenger profile picture?
If I remember right, with MSN, what you could do is if you were talking to someone, you could very quickly change your profile picture with very little hassle. So I would change my profile picture depending on who I was talking to.
Yes.
You could have different ones ready.
Oh, yeah.
And then it could quickly change.
All right. And what would different ones would different people
get? Are you
get?
A catfish?
Well, no, I'm not. No, I don't mean different people.
Get
me.
The one with the abs out, quick.
I'm interested to know what different pictures you have for different people.
I'm quite glad Chris doesn't have Messenger anymore. I think this was a...
It's fine.
I'd really like to know.
No, it's nothing like that. It's not.
Like so, what?
Right, anyway, real or no real?
George Ezra looks like Flick. Had it as his profile.
Okay, so here's a picture of Flick. I've found one on the computer. Alice, do you think he looks like George Ezra?
I don't think he looks like George Ezra, but I think that the timings match up. I think George Ezra is sort of an MSN generation person. And also, I imagine he's a huge fan of Pixar. So I'm going to say real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh. Yeah, it's real. So, how do we do on that one today, please?
That was the tiebreaker.
High scoring round. I got 30, Alice won. She got 40.
Yeah.
4-0.
4 and then the 0. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you, boys.
So, Chris is off to the Black Friday sales.
Definitely not.
Have you done any of your shopping online?
I've done a little bit.
Have you?
Yeah, I can't be bothered to argue, so it's on. It's fine.
Oh, is that the girlfriend saying, buy Christmas presents?
It's Black Friday suddenly becoming a thing.
I know. Has she noticed that the... I hate to say it, but the bargains aren't actually that good.
Let's not do this next year, everyone. I mean, I don't think it's gone well today in general. Let's not do it.
The shop that kind of invented it, I've just seen their Twitter going, hey, guys, don't worry, tomorrow's Black Saturday.
No, you stop that now.
No. Stop that now.
Not.
They've just crossed out the Friday and put Saturday. Stop it. Stop it.
It's Stop It Saturday tomorrow.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So we are back on Tuesday. I'm back on Tuesday. It's really nearly at the moment, do you know what I mean? But back to full service soon, lads. Dev is in with Chris on Monday, and I'll be back Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.